Talk Live. We are doing the live Saturday edition of the program, and as always, you're invited to dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you'd like. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there completely free. So again, enjoy those on us, freetalklive.com. Where you actually get to vote and submit the content to the site. You create the main page of the website, basically, by voting up and down on the things that you like and dislike. And the most voted up, make it to the front page of the site. So get interactive over at freetalklive.com. For those of you just tuning in, last hour we spent the majority of the hour talking about education, the government indoctrination system, and how it just destroys young people's desire to learn in many cases, and that there's real serious problems that come from the hierarchical structure that it has and the force that is behind it as well. But I think solutions are important to focus on. We can do that here in a moment. We had Daniel on the line in Clearwater. He dropped off, unfortunately, during the news break there.
It is a long break.
He had just gotten into telling us what he was going to, and he kind of brought up silver, and he suggested that we were bullish on silver.
Oh, and I am.
And I don't know where he was going with his point, but let's address, Mark, why are you so bullish about silver?
Well, right now, precious metals are, and commodities in general, on a rise. The federal government is printing money at an unprecedented rate. When you print money, you add money to the pool, therefore devaluing the money. That's what we call inflation. In fact, people think inflation is a rise in prices. It's not.
No.
Inflation is an increase in the money supply.
Blame government school for that myth.
Yep. And now, currently, the United States dollar is the world's reserve currency. That means that when countries do business, generally they do it in dollars. When the when the IMF does things and all this stuff, they generally do it in dollars. So that means when the United States government prints money, it doesn't print it and spread it out throughout the United States. It prints it and spreads it out throughout the world. It seems to me there have been a lot of rumblings in the IMF, that's International Monetary Fund, World Bank, things like that. They're talking about a new world currency, whether it's going to be what they call special drawing rights or SDRs, or whether it's going to be some kind of, I don't know, world token. Got me. I don't know what they're going to call it. But there have been some major situations where some major players in the world economic markets, and I'm talking about countries here, are doing business not in dollars. China's stuck with a bunch of dollars. They're on our leash as a result of that. They've bought a lot of our debt. And
You mean the U.S. federal government?
U.S. federal government's debt, and that it puts them in a bad position. But you know, they can do business with other people and things besides dollars. If the United States dollar loses its world reserve currency status, I shouldn't be using the term dollar. I should be using the term Federal Reserve note, mm-hmm. because a dollar is, historically a measure in silver. It's a Dutch term, dollar or something like that.
Yep.
And so, you know, the United States Federal Reserve note ceases to be the world's reserve currency status. All those dollars around the world are going to flood. A world's worth of dollars will flood back into the United States, into one country out of, 200. That is going to be a real problem. That's going to be a very bad day. You think gas going to $4 or $4.50 is a bad day? That's going to be a very bad day. So if you have a commodity like gold or silver and you can keep it in your possession in a situation like that, that is going to spike because the commodity is still worth what the commodity is worth. It's the dollar that decreases in value. The Federal Reserve note. That means, you'll have something of value to trade in for more Federal Reserve notes. You know, maybe they'll be able to fix the dollar. Maybe they won't be able to fix the dollar at that point. I think that its heyday is over, though. That's
one thing you can count on is that the dollar has lost value over the years. More so since Nixon completely eliminated the gold standard.
Yeah.
Back, of course, earlier in the part of the 20th century, in the mid-30s, they pulled the silver backing from the dollars. And things get progressively worse over time, especially after Nixon yanked out the gold standard. And so it has lost something like 96-97% of its original value.
About 90% of that came in the 70s after Nixon pulled the numbers, as I understand it. It was some large number.
And gold and silver have historically been very good stores of value in comparison to what the U.S. dollar has done. So it's just I don't know, I feel safer when I have money in gold and silver because, as you mentioned, I actually have the gold and silver. The government can't just create gold and silver from thin air like they can with the Federal Reserve note. They can just turn on the printing press or increment numbers in a computer somewhere, and all of a sudden there are more U.S. dollars, more Federal Reserve notes out there, and they can't do that with gold and silver, and that is, on its own, a protection against inflation.
Why is silver better than gold? Well, silver, there's actually, as I understand, this is, and I've done a lot of research on it, it's hard to know what the truth is and what the truth isn't, but it looks like there's not enough silver to even meet demand. The United States federal government ceased printing the silver eagles for a while there because they couldn't get their hands on enough silver. Mm. As I understand it, there's actually less physical silver in the world than there is gold, and it's used in many industrial applications where gold is not. And it's just artificially low against gold.
It's cheaper now, too. It's easier to get your hands on it if you're somebody like me and you don't have thousands and thousands of dollars to spend on a few ounces of gold. So let's go to your phone calls. By the way, if you want silver and gold, we've made it easy for you. You can go to silver.freetalklive.com. There are no guarantees, but silver has quadrupled in value in the last 10 years.
I guarantee you'll get it if you order it.
So let's continue. That's a good point. Let's continue here with your phone calls. Jennifer is with us listening in Tampa to WFLA. Hello, Jennifer. Jennifer in Tampa.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, you know, I like to listen to your show because it really makes you think. I don't always agree with everything you say, but I am a government school teacher, and something that you guys said just a minute ago really kind of got my goat because at the end of the day, parents are responsible for their students' learning, and that's what you just said a minute ago. We have options. You have public school, you have private school, there's Montessori school, there's homeschool. Parents are responsible. And these days, in my classroom, in my experiences, the only thing I get from parents is the blame game when their kids are not learning. That's not my fault.
No,
that's,
there's no doubt about that. I agree with you. But the problem is that comes from, and it is not your fault. You're just working in a system that you're essentially almost forced into because there just aren't very many other options. But the reason why parents behave that way is because they've had their responsibility abrogated from them. Yes, ultimately you're correct. They are the ones who are responsible. Okay. But they chose to give up that responsibility because they were told, essentially, that, look, we're the government. We're just going to take care of your kids. We'll handle their education. You don't have to worry about it. We've decided where to send the kids. We've decided how much to spend on the kids. We've decided everything about their education. You just give them up at the times that we specify during the day in the morning, and we'll give them back to you at the time we specify in the afternoon. And in between those times, we'll take care of it. And whether that's explicit or not to parents, that is the message that is being sent. And
right.
as a result
and then
of that,
you bear the brunt of it.
Right. They get lazy, and, yeah, you feel all the heat.
Well, and I'd agree. I'm not trying to sit here and tell you there are not things wrong with the public school system, because there are. And unfortunately, we live in a society now where it's what can you do for me instead of what can I do for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an overwhelming experience for teachers these days, because we are supposed to be doing absolutely everything, the moral training, the educative training, the hormonal training, anything you can think of, it becomes the parents giving that up, giving that to the teachers, and then when it's not going well, it's somebody else's fault.
Jennifer, how much latitude do you feel you have in the classroom for teaching different things? I mean, I know that there's this no kids left behind thing or whatever, no child left unmolested or whatever the term is that the government uses there. How much do you have to teach to tests, and how much do you have sort of your day to teach kids things that you want to teach them?
Well, certainly we have state test where we have a certain curriculum that has to be taught if the student is going to be successful on the test. Now, I teach math and geography both in my school day. I have a couple subjects of each. So let's say in geography, in math, the curriculum is very standard.
I'll tell you what, Jennifer, I want to make sure you have time to answer that question in detail so you can stick with us. We will bring it back here in a moment. 800-259-9231, your thoughts on education or whatever you want to discuss. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
As a Major League Baseball umpire for over 30 years, I've learned focus is everything. That's why I switched to a complete multivitamin with more. Only one a day men's 50 plus advantage has both ginkgo for memory and concentration, plus support for heart health. Centrum can't give you all that. And in this game, I want every advantage.
One a day men's 50 plus advantage, the official multivitamin of Major League Baseball.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free. So head over there again, freetalklive.com. Those features, by the way, include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners of this program. You can see that if you're a lady listener and get details of being part of the Shrine over at shrine.freetalklive.com.
It's the shirt that you use most, the white dress shirt. And Paul Frederick has it for you in athletic, trim, big, and tall, all for $19.95. There are more than 55 sleeve, fit, and color combinations. And guys, you know, if you've tried to find a shirt for, you know, sort of a discounted price, that it's impossible to find one. That the neck isn't too tight on, the sleeves are too short on, or the waist is too big, and it looks like a big balloon, you know, white, hefty bag that you're wearing. You can get it for $19.95. This is a great deal on a quality shirt. And you can get free monogramming, too. All you have to do is go to 1995shirt.com. Paul Frederick is a respected name in clothiers. All you have to do is use coupon code TUCK, that's T-U-C-K, at 1995shirt.com.
All right, so we continue here with your phone calls, talking about education. And Jennifer is on the line with us. I believe she's still there. Jennifer? All right. Now, you're calling from the Tampa area, listening to WFLA. You say that you are a government school teacher. And as you pointed out earlier, the parents have a kind of there's been this mentality created where parents are blaming you, whereas it's their responsibility, as you point out, to make sure their kids are educated. They're blaming you when something goes wrong because, as I've suggested, the government school system sort of removes the responsibility from parents or encourages them to give it up, on it, I guess, voluntarily to the system, although one could argue it's not voluntary at all because the system is essentially coercing them into sending their kids there. But that's a whole other point. But Mark had a question for you about how restricted you are in your curriculum at school. What can you teach versus what you can't? How much are you forced to teach that you maybe wouldn't want to teach? And you just begun answering that before we had to go to the break, so I wanted to make sure you had full time to answer it.
Yeah, so, of course, in my math classes, there is a specific rigorous curriculum that I'm supposed to teach. That doesn't mean that I don't have time to go into other things. You know, I often have really inquisitive students, and they'll say, what about this, what about that? So we do sometimes spend time doing other things. But math is the one that is going to be more specific, and you have to stay kind of on track so that they're ready for whatever they're going to learn next. However, in my geography classes, there is a loose curriculum, but there's a lot of leeway for us to go different places. There are plenty of things in the geography curriculum that I do not agree with, that I do not like teaching. Then there are plenty of other things in the geography curriculum that's not there at all that I think we should teach. But then, you know, it, like you said, you can't learn everything. It's not possible.
You know,
I just give my kids the opportunity to ask questions, to say, well, what if this happens? What if that? And we just have a lot of classroom discussions.
You know, one of the things about geography, I have this kind of love-hate thing with it, is, I really love the fact that, for whatever reason, I know all the states and their capitals, right? And I tried to learn all of the provinces and their capitals, too, and learn all the countries and their capitals. And, you know, I can do 50, I can do okay on it. Every once in a while, I'll get something wrong. But, you know, I wonder, so many people go through their life without knowing this information. How valuable is it? Is this something that, our kids' time should be spent on learning it? I like the fact that I know it, but, most people go through their lives without knowing it.
Well, I'll tell you this. Number one, I do not know all the state's capitals. Number two, I don't know all the countries and their capitals.
Who knows that?
I think that people misunderstand what geography is supposed to be. It's not just about learning where places are. It's about learning about the cultures, what happened there, what kind of people they are. You're going to have some teachers who are all about dates and learn, there's one teacher at my school who gives this humongous test where they have to learn like 200 countries and their capitals and ridiculous spellings that you've never heard of. Mm. I don't do that in my classroom. And that's where I'm saying there is a variation. You can decide to some degree what it is that you want to teach. I don't spend my time. I don't think that's enduring knowledge. I think in today's society you could look it up on the phone, look it up on the internet. Enduring knowledge is something that you should know because it will help you in your life in the future.
A good teacher to me. You sound like a lady who cares about her kids and that you're out there doing your best that you can within the confines of this this government school system. But what would you do differently if you actually had full control over your curriculum? How would that change your ability to teach and to impart knowledge and encourage young people?
You know, that's funny. That's a really loaded question because in the teacher's lounge, a lot of us are constantly talking about, you know, let's start our own charter school and what we would call it. We would call it We Can Do It Better Than You and, you know, just silly things. And it's just, I couldn't even start to tell you because right now I teach one subject. Mm-hmm. Or two subjects, you know, given the opportunity to teach kids all day long, the possibilities are endless. You know, maybe instead of having these, yes, we want our kids to be able to read and write, and we want our kids to understand mathematical concepts. But beyond that, maybe instead of having, social studies, they could take auto mechanics if they wanted to do that. You know, you could have a million different things, possibilities for them to search out. But, you know, what I'm talking about, I teach one class all day long.
Right.
So,
Jennifer, I hope that you and
I teach one subject all day long.
I hope that someday you and those teachers do get to break away from the government school and start doing your own thing. I think that would be great. And I thank you for your call and your thoughts tonight at 800-259-9231. I wonder how common that is, Mark, with the, you know, the government school teachers bemoaning the controls that are placed upon them by the system and wishing, yearning for the chance to actually teach in a free situation.
I don't know. How common do you think it is for convicts to sit around and talk about what it's like in the free world?
Well, they're different than convicts, I suppose.
They get to choose whether or not to go to work.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, this is their chosen career field, and their chosen career field is, in fact, incredibly stifled. And I think that it's when the conservatives say, these teachers this and those teachers that, they really alienate an important segment of people that could be listening to their message.
Absolutely.
You know, is that lady the enemy? I don't think so. I don't think so.
No. The enemies, if you want to use that term, are the people that are up in the administrative levels of these educational systems.
And I wonder even if they are. The fact is, I think it's the federal government. Once again, this top-down Department of Education thing where they dangle out 6% of a school system's funding for all these rules.
Right,
6%.
The higher up you go in the pyramid, those are the ones that are, the real culprits in this case. But, of course, we're all at responsibility. We're all responsible for what goes on here. Because everybody who just puts up with this crap, like we all do, you pulled your kids out of government school, but you're still paying for them. Jennifer mentioned that we have options. She's right. There are options, but they're all within the system. So, like, if you live in California, it can be very difficult to homeschool your children.
Yeah, they've made it very difficult.
They've got all kinds of requirements and burdens that they've placed upon those homeschooling parents. 800-259-9231. And, of course, we're all burdened with the taxes for the system, whether we decide to send our kids to it or not. And that's a huge problem. More on the way. You can take control. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare. And priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
If you breathe, eat, or drink, your body's pH balance is at risk. Micronized, activated zeolite is the only product of its kind on the market that can balance pH levels and offset immediate and long-term effects of nuclear fallout. 100% natural, safe, and gentle enough for children, animals, and pregnant women. Activated zeolite, available at RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574. RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you'd like at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us, including news updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get on our email list or follow our Twitter or Facebook. Again, that's news.freetalklive.com.
The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's an affordable, versatile, reliable rifle. It'll deliver 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance in a variety of situations. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. It's a serious rifle for those serious about rifles. The perfect do-it-all bolt-action rifle where rugged, reliable Ruger meets the practical tactical. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle, the one rifle you have to have if you can have only one.
All right, 800-259-9231. We continue here. We'll take your phone calls about what you want. We've been focusing on education here tonight. Of course, you can bring up anything you like. Let's talk first to John on the road in Michigan. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Ian and Mark. Hello, John.
John from Maine.
Oh, John from Maine. Well, that's a little ways off, but welcome, sir. Are you in Portland?
Actually, that's a good question. I just drove by it.
Okay. Yeah, you're probably listening to WGAN in that case. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I got a couple of things. I find that the educational system, anyway, is being dumped on, I think, unfairly, because I think it's being asked to clean up the wreckage of really poor parenting. And the reason I say this is, you know, I'm looking at some studies, and one of them is the Kaiser study, Generation M2 study, that talks about the average 8 to 18-year-old is spending an average of 7.5 hours in front of some form of media, including listening to shows like this and, you know...
I doubt there's a lot of high school students poring over their radios right now.
I understand that, but they're also, what are they, they're on Facebook,
yep.
Twitter,
yep.
PlayStation,
mm-hmm.
And TV, and an average, and that has gone up over the past 10 years of over an hour a day. Now, I want you to think of it like this. 500 years ago, when there was, Native American people running around everywhere, what were they teaching their children?
Probably how to hunt and fish and perhaps grow some crops.
Survival skills. What are our parents teaching our kids, teaching their kids?
I don't know. I hope that parents that are teaching their kids now are teaching them survival skills for a new world.
Well, if the average kid is spending 7.5 hours in front of some form of media every day, they're teaching them how to sit on their butts and entertain themselves.
Well, I don't know.
What I remember.
So, I mean, television isn't all Hollywood housewives, and the computer isn't all...
Video games.
Inanity. I'd rather have my kid sitting in front of a computer than I would a television, honestly.
Doing what? How much of that time is actually spent doing homework? Do you have any data to support the supposition that it's the educational system?
Do you have any data to support
that
homework
does
anything?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You're going to give the Native American kids some word problems on how to hunt and fish?
What is the most important... Okay, I'll ask you a question. What is the most important ingredient in terms of skill development?
Desire? Attitude?
Time. Time spent doing an activity.
Time doesn't matter, dude. You have to have the desire to learn.
Yeah, I spent some time learning how to play the trumpet in fifth grade.
Effort matters, and being able to overcome... persistence when you're having a difficult time with a subject, but not everything is going to be pleasant in life. And what you're saying is that everybody is work and hard work. The function of what's most important is hard work and being able to put 10,000 hours. You'll develop world class skill.
What are you talking about? I'm sorry, you're putting words into my mouth. I haven't said anything like that. I think
go ahead.
I think what we've said tonight is that the government school system is awful and that it saps young people's desire to learn. It destroys parents' responsibility to teach their kids.
You're saying it's the educational system that's making the kids sit in front of media 7.5 hours a day.
The education system
is responsible for is to try to give them open up different ideas so that kids can learn to try and think.
It's really not about different ideas. It's about one idea. The education system delivers one message to a classroom of kids, and actually that message has been homogenized over the years, and it's actually a one message to all the kids.
I don't know how long it's been. Sir, I don't know how long it's been since you've been in school, but I was in school a decade ago, and there were plenty of electronic activities going on there too. Just so you know, lots of teachers who use videos to teach their kids.
DJ.
Huh?
How did you become a DJ?
I got an internship by going down and asking for it.
That's right. You went and you actually tried. You developed a skill.
That's right. But I didn't do it because of school. I did it, sir. I didn't do it because of school. I did it in spite of school. The woman that ran the externship class at the school that I attended.
Don't give your school any credit for anything you've done.
I won't, because they tried to stop me from doing what I wanted to do, sir.
It's all about you, and so the people can listen to your inane ideas without any data.
Excuse me.
Inanity.
What is inane?
This is a college professor that was doing this article, not us.
What is inane about setting parents and their kids free from a one-size-fits-all monopoly school system? I can't even ask you a question. You accused me of spouting inanities, and I'm asking you, what is inane about setting parents free and their kids free from a one-size-fits-all monopoly school system?
Because a lot of kids don't have money to be able to afford to go to any other school type of school.
That is nonsense, sir. In the absence of the coercion, there would be charitable school options.
Wait a second. There's a private school in my town that's $1,500 a year to send your kid to. They spend in my town $15,000 a year, and they don't even have a high school. They send those kids out elsewhere. So it's 10 times the cost to send a kid to a public school as it is to a private school.
What's the dropout rate in college right now? What's the dropout rate in college? Let's see how much you actually do know about this topic.
What am I? Like some kind of encyclopedia? What's the dropout rate in college?
Yes, I'd like to, because you're spewing all this stuff that somehow there's these people that the educational system is the problem. What is the dropout rate in college?
I don't see why the fact that I don't have at the top of my head the dropout rate from college.
How can you speak about anything related?
Okay.
To this
how
topic?
Many? Wait a second. Wait a second. Yeah. How many students return to home after college? How many college graduates return back to their domicile, their parents' domicile after college?
Well, because they can't find.
Because isn't an answer. It's a number. So you don't know either. The fact that you don't know that doesn't mean that you are not qualified to give to talk about this issue.
Yeah, we're plenty qualified.
I'm qualified because the government steals my money to pay for this organization.
Yeah, and you justified it. You think it's okay to steal because some kids might not be able to afford to go to school. Is that right?
Oh, I absolutely think that if I'm going to live in this country, I think that I should be able to absolutely get education should be part of being a citizen in this
even
country.
Even if you have to extort people and threaten them with violence in order to get it, right?
Yeah. The words that you use are...
Words are accurate, sir.
I'm sitting in front of media right here. I just found out that one-third of college students drop out.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, Mr. Know-It-All. 800-259.
Media's bad.
9231.
Might I'd rather have my kids sit in front of PBS all day than go to public school, honestly.
1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. We're not experts. We're just people with opinions.
Right.
Just like you. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who would you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Here we go. The Spring Break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, 'cause it's going fast.
That's right. 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of Fat Burners for just $99. Spring into health for just $99. Feel good. Clean your body. Lose weight. It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember,
Sonny, if you want it, here it is, come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's getthetea.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find Amazon links there. Lay a link into the Amazon for your country, U.S., Canada, Germany, UK. We've got those links there for you. You click into the appropriate link and it'll take you to Amazon. And you're entering to the regular Amazon site. You're just going through our portal. So Amazon knows that we sent them the business, meaning that a portion of their profits will then go to Free Talk Live when you enter through the links that you'll find at shop.freetalklive.com. So get your shopping done. Buy used, buy brand new. Free Super Saver shipping on a lot of their brand new items, dozens of categories. It's Amazon. Just start your shopping through shop.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customers reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page. SACL CAI.
So we just got off the phone with a guy who was just completely defending the government school system. He thinks it's good that we have it because parents are so awful.
Yeah. It's right. It's easy to lay this at the doorstep of parents. And I agree that ultimately you are responsible for your child's education. In the same way that you are responsible for feeding them, you're responsible for everything about your child's life. That's your responsibility. And if you turn it over to somebody else, you cannot expect that that person is necessarily going to do as good of a job as you might do mm-hmm. or as you would want them to do. For instance, if you're trying to sell a house, yes, you're turning over that responsibility to a real estate agent, but ultimately it's your responsibility. If the real estate agent is showing the house, you need to clean it up beforehand. You need to make sure that the curb appeal is good. You need to take responsibility in the sale of that house. Otherwise, you're not going to get the top price. And it's the same way with your kid. How can we expect parents, though, to be prepared to educate their kids when all their responsibility's been taken from them? When I went to public school, they gave me a little tray with little compartments on it, and they put different food in those compartments, and that was the food I was to eat. I mean, they told me what to live and how to do it. And most people do not break out of this paradigm. They never, as the article was pointing out, it the public school doesn't teach people to critically think. It teaches them to do the opposite. It teaches them to learn what the teacher is teaching so that they can regurgitate that at a later time and spit it right back out. What are parents doing other than just turning their kids over to the same organization that taught them, and then their kids do it and their kids do it?
I don't know any better.
The fact is, over time, because the United States school system and, you know, most of them around the world are monopolies, they don't respond to market influences in the same way as the marketplace does.
Let's go to your phone calls. Nick is in Illinois. Nick, you're on the Amp Lines on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Nick.
I consume a lot of media. I'm one of those guys who spends 8 hours a day consuming media. Most of that is video games, but you know what I do while I'm playing video games? I listen to podcasts, including whole seminars on economics and philosophy and history from Mises.org, because I like to keep my logical mind busy while my reflexive mind is busy with the video games.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people say this, that are sort of right-brained, you know, powerful or something like that, that they'll give their left brain something to do while they're using the right brain, and it subconsciously teaches them things. I think it's interesting.
Yeah. Actually, I should say it's the other way around. I play video games to have something to do while I'm listening to educational media. And even back in high school, they always tell you, sit up and pay attention, but I was hiding a Game Boy under the desk, playing it while I was listening, and I passed with straight A's.
Hmm.
So, if anything, it improved my ability to pay attention because I wasn't bored.
It's interesting because what it sounds like you're saying is that maybe kids today can handle multitasking in these ways that the gentleman on the phone can't even fathom. It's, again, one of these ideas that, well, because we're the grown-ups, we know what's best. Even though, as you pointed out, Mark, it's the grown-ups that are having their kids fix their computers for them. So is there the possibility that the next generation down the line may actually know better how they can learn than the generations that came two generations before them?
Oh, yes. The multitasking ability of my generation, the younger generations, is probably really startling to grown-ups. But in addition to that, the media I consume also includes watching PBS, documentaries, reading online guides for things like programming. I taught myself how to program in C# and Java entirely from online resources.
Hmm.
I taught myself how to create applications with Windows Forms and the Windows Presentation Foundation, and I learned it a lot better, faster, and more efficiently than I ever did in school, because I was able to set my own curriculum and I had the drive to learn these things. And the time, sure, like the last caller said, but you could force me to spend all the time in the world to learn something I just don't care about. And I can tell you, my retention rate is going to suck. I'm just going to learn the bare minimum it takes to pass the test with the best marks.
Yep. How many of us did this? I'm probably going to forget it. The people must know that this is what goes on. I mean, this is what I did throughout high school.
Great points tonight, Nick. Anything else you want to share?
The other thing is that one quick story. In geography, I learned the names of the countries all around the world, and I didn't learn anything about what life was like in any of those places, and I've forgotten most of those names anyway. So what was the point?
That's how my geography class was. It was just names and maps.
You know, one of the things about history and geography, though, if you can use these terms as kind of touchstones, it makes people listen to what you're saying. So if you're talking about, Southeast Asia or something like that, you mentioned Kuala Lumpur is the capital of Malaysia or something like that. People know that they don't know that. It makes you seem like an expert. So you're able to use that information to lever in your point.
Nick, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's talk to Matt, also calling from Illinois on the Amp Lines. Hello, Matt.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you tonight?
Great. What's on your mind, Matt?
I wanted to address the woman who called earlier, and now I want to address the gentleman who called earlier. A couple of things. First off, it's very difficult a lot of times in a lot of states for people to homeschool. The state has put up a bunch of roadblocks. They don't want people to homeschool, or they don't seem to want people to homeschool. And as you said earlier, Ian, most of the choices that you have are within a certain paradigm, within a certain box that you have to take. So if I wanted to open a school, I know electronics, and if I wanted to open a school of electronics or teaching electronics, I'd run into all kinds of robots. I doubt very much that any state entity or any government entity would allow me to open a school. And if I tried, they'd probably come in and shut me down.
Yeah, I mean, you are in Illinois.
Right. And with all their regulations and everything else, I'd have to have teaching certificates and, spend thousands of dollars educating myself to do things their way. So I wouldn't be able to do it my way.
Right. You essentially have to be an extension of the government school system in order for them to not continue aggressing against you in that way.
Right. And then this gentleman comes on and says it's the parents' fault. Well, if it's my fault, then damn it, let me be free. Let me take my kids out of school and teach them the way I want to teach them instead of the way the school system wants to teach them. Let me do it the way I want to do it, and therefore I will take all the blame, and I will happily take all the blame. It's one of those things that points out that in order to be free, you have to let everybody be free. You have to quit coercing people into, with the tax system, and just let people run their lives the way they want to run
their
lives.
But Matt, what about the poor?
Well, the people are poor because they're taxed. I mean, if I had the extra $3,500 a year, whatever they take from me to send other people's kids to school, then maybe I'd be able to spend that on my own.
I think that the poor would, do the poor not have friends? Do they not have families? Do they not have other institutions and places that they can go and ask for help? And Mark's correct. If I hadn't been paying taxes all my life, who knows where I'd be right now?
Thanks, Matt,
I might
for the
be
call.
A millionaire.
I appreciate it. You might. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231.
Getting back to media here, the poor do have churches in their community. Churches have always been great educators of people. This is the reason the public school exists today, was because Protestants in the Northeast didn't want the Catholics educating the poor immigrants for free. They wanted to, figure out some way that they could do it for free, so they used the governmental coercive system to create these things in the first place.
Speaking of the poor, Mark, I don't have kids, but I spend $6,000 a year in taxes and on property taxes, and about $4,000 of that $6,000 goes to the government schools here in this area. Now, I understand that educating people is important, and I value education. Even though I don't have kids, I value the idea of having other people's kids being well-educated, because we're all, part of a community, and it's important to have a well-educated community. This is one of the big excuses for government schools, is that, well, we need everybody to be educated, and so it's very important. Well, I don't have a problem.
If that were true, then the government school wouldn't kick out 20 to 40% of its graduates illiterate.
Well, I see where you're coming from, Mark, but they don't want to hear that. They just want the system to exist, right? Because they're worried about those who would otherwise not be
educated. A system that fails to do what they say they want it to do.
Well, just
how does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me, Mark Edge? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey this November. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're about $600 double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today. cruise.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.